Anthony, good morning.
Good morning to you, sir.
Thank you for hanging on there while we did the paper review. Now,
no problem.
The last time I was in for Neil, we were talking about some vandalism in Kilcully Graveyard. It hasn't gone away.
No, sir, it hasn't. I'm visiting my father's grave last night. I found that it has been damaged, badly damaged as such and whatever, you know, so I think people thought that was going to stop when they got the cameras up there, but nothing has stopped yet, you know.
Okay, what exactly happened?
They removed the statue there of a lady, they cut the hands off her, they cut her nose off. They clipped her nails, even on her the fingers of the hands, marked all the forehead. Statue, it'll just have to be a new statue. Go up there, if you know what I mean, and whatever. But like, it was, I don't know if somebody was trying to replace the statue, or is it our statue? But like, because they all look the sort of same, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. But, is this a stone statue?
It's a stone statue, yeah, of our lady, yeah.
How do you chop hands off a stone statue unless you've got an angle grinder?
Yeah, listen, it was the same the last time, it was destroyed the last time, there was heads cut off and things like that and whatever, and hands cut off of Our Lady as well the last time. I don't know, it was a person just attacking Our Lady. I don't know what the story is, if you know what I mean, you know.
I'm looking at the photographs from your post right now, and it does seem like a clean cut. There's lots of dust around, yeah. There's lots of debris around, but the hands have been kind of surgically removed, and for stone hands, that's not with a hammer, that's with a spinning blade, I would imagine.
I think so myself. It's a pure clean cut myself, you know what I mean? It's a straight clean cut. There's no messing. It's as you say, an angle grinder would definitely, you know what I mean? It's absolutely a disgrace. Like, you put people out there and they're resting. Yeah. I have no words for it, if you know what I mean, Mike.
It does look like, Anthony, that a hammer was taken to the face of the statue.
Yes, it could have been a hammer, like we'd say, if they hit the hammer, like where the nose is now, you know what I mean? So, like, especially where the nose is, it definitely chipped it with a hammer, but where the hands are concerned, they just took the hands clean off, you know? And one of my sisters found the hands on top of another grave as she looked around last night, you know what I mean? So it's absolutely, and like they cut the tops of this, like as if with a nail clippers, if you know what I mean, or just a grinder again, that's to cut off the nails, if you know what I mean. I don't know what, like how sick people can be, you know.
Let's explore that for a little bit. Is there any reason, you think, would anyone have anything against your family or against your late father to actually desecrate the grave like that, or do you think it's just an act of wanton, random destruction?
I think it's just an act of destruction. There's somebody out there just targeting Kilcully, because I know the last time there was a lot of damage done there, but I'm after hearing there's a small bit more damage done out there. I don't know how true that is, Michael, you know? Mm-hmm. I put up the post last night about 6:30. Some people didn't see it late, so they'd probably go this morning and check their graves and check their loved ones. So I don't know if there's any more damage done. I can't report on that, you know? But, to me, I can't feel nothing. That ember has a grudge again. Your ember has a grudge again. My father, because listen, my father was a little rogue, and a lot of people know my father, you know. And there's a friend of mine, which would have been a friend of my father's, served with my father in the army. My father left the army in 1979. I joined it in 1985. So the same friend would have served with myself as well. This gentleman goes out there at least 2 or 3 times a week to say a few prayers of a lot of people that are out there that he knows. So he came on the scene and gave me a hand with it as such and whatever, and he told me that he was out here, I think he was out the last Thursday or Friday, he said, as far as I know, and there was nothing like that done. So, like, we have a time limit, I think, to check the cameras now as such, if you know what I mean, and whatever, you know, and see where we go from there, you know?
Yeah. Would there be any recourse to lighting the grave? And I don't mean big, bright floodlights, but, you know, to have some sort of soft, ambient lighting across the whole graveyard at night.
I think it'd be a great idea, but I think the best idea of all is actually lock the gates. Now, I know they might climb the walls and such and whatever.
Isn't there a back hedge down there that I can get over?
There is, but they can climb the wall as well. It's an easy wall to climb as well, you know what I mean? And like, even coming from the old graveyard, the old Kilcully, it's easy to get in there as well, you know, that they wouldn't be caught by the cameras coming in. Because where my father's grave is situated, I've been told by a lady that's on the committee of Kilcully, committee that might be able to see from the cameras, because there's big trees blocking my father's grave, if you know what I mean, you know. So how true this is, I don't know yet, if you know what I mean, you know.
Yeah.
So it's, I think she was telling me that there's a line of four lines of graves going along that the trees seem to be blocking. And she brought it to the attention of the people that was doing the cameras, and they, I think they said that, no, they should be able to see it, you know. So we just have to wait and see, you know.
Okay. We'll put the pictures up on the Neil Prendeville Facebook page so that people can see just how clean a cut it is. And then I can guarantee that wasn't made by a hammer. So people came into the graveyard with the absolute motive and intention to do some damage. Yep. Yeah. You know, one of those 6-inch angle grinders would look, it looks like a small enough statue. Maybe 2 or 3 feet in height, is that right?
It's about 3 feet in height, yeah. It's about 3 feet in height, yeah. You know, and but I don't know why, but it was the same the last time. I think it was all the Lady the Virgin Mary statues that were destroyed, if you know what I mean, you know. I don't know if it's some person out there that has something against women or what. I am the clue, you know.
Maybe
what I mean?
Someone has something against religion, maybe.
It could be, you know what I mean? It's absolutely terrible, you know, but something's really going to have to be done about that. As you said, put lighting out their floodlights or something like that and brighten it up, and it just might keep people away, if you know what I mean, you know? Yeah.
Anthony, it's a sad call to make, but we will ask that people, yeah, perhaps in the area, if it's convenient and you can do it with social distance policy being adhered to, you know, go and check your family graves today in the area and let us know if there's any more vandalism. Because it could, you may not have had an isolated incident there.
Yes, it's true. As I said, I can't report there was any other damage out there, Michael, to be honest, which I just spotted my own, and I was too upset to sort of go around and look for any more, if you know what I mean, you know.
Only two weeks ago, if you remember, the holy statues up in Shanachie were vandalised. That's the second time in a matter of weeks.
Correct. Absolutely. So,
I'm getting a kind of an underlying anti-religion current here. You know, atheism is alive and well in Ireland, and people are entitled to their beliefs or non-beliefs. But when you take action to this level, you know, it's a different thing altogether. So I just wonder, is it an anti-religion sort of movement that's happening here? And if people could check their respective graves and come back to us, that would be great. But do it safely, please.
Yeah, they'd be the right thing to do. As you're on Bogana Street there, like, that's an absolute disgrace, because I see people go out there and say the rosy out there. How many times have I passed it? Loads of times. It's a shame what they've done to that, you know what I mean?
That's a very important fork in the road as you head out to Kerry Pike and Blarney, all the apple workers, everybody going up around Knocknaheeny and Grawn, people going down as far as Shandon Street and down to the lower areas where you can get out to the County Hall and the Lee Road. That's a hugely important...
Yeah, people have stopped there. How many times they just go out to say a prayer there? Like, that's their years. That has never been touched. It was an absolute disgrace what happened to that, Michael. You know what I mean? The really anti was, you know?
Yeah, there was kind of blood lips put on them and the word whores written across the statues.
Disgrace. Like, what person in his right mind would do something like that? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. All right. It's a sad one, Anthony. Thanks for bringing it to our attention. Your pictures are now on our Facebook page. And people can have a look at how surgically and clinically the hands of the statue of the Virgin Mary were removed.
Listen, Michael, thank you for taking my call.
No problem, Anthony, and best of luck in remediating the damage, all right?
I just hope there's no more damage really done out there, such and whatever, because I know the way the people felt the last time. I can imagine the way they felt, but I know now how they felt the last time, you know what I mean? So, absolutely disgraceful.
Thank you for coming on.
Cheers, thank you, sir.
Cheers, Anthony.
Enjoy it.